Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
We've been on this journey of listening, talking about hearing the voice of God. And this is not just something for preachers and pastors. Listening, learning to listen, is something for every single believer. Jesus actually told us in John 10:27, my sheep listen to my voice. How many people are his sheep? All right, I'm there. We're all there. He says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. So if Jesus said it, we have to learn how to do it. In every season of our life, God is saying something important. We want to make sure that we hear it, we catch it, we grab a hold of it, and we're able to know what he's saying. So we've been talking, and this series has been entitled, Listen. Will you say that one time?
Listen.
Listen. Awesome. Today we're going to look at one of the greatest men in the Bible who learned to listen. We can look at his life. We can see how God spoke to him. We can see what examples we can take for ourselves. He is the man that wrote the first 5 books of the Bible. And God spoke to him powerful revelations and information, and his name is Moses. And first I want to point out, right, that Moses was not a perfect person. Again, I was thinking about this week, and I was writing this down in my journal, that God uses imperfect people. Can you say that with me? God uses imperfect people. So Moses was not a perfect person. He had his set of imperfections. He was a work in progress, but he learned to listen. And that's what we want to do. We want to learn to listen. Many times Moses got frustrated in his life. He got frustrated in the calling that God gave him, or he got frustrated with the people that were around him. He had some temper. He had a temper on him. He had some anger issues he had to work through. The Bible records several times that he sinned because of his anger. But the Lord corrected him, and the Lord still used him. And I want you to really take this to heart today. God will correct you, but God will still use you. God will correct you, but God will still use you. And if you have disqualified yourself because you say, well, I'm imperfect, or I'm a work in progress, I want to re-qualify you by his word today. God uses imperfect people. God wants to speak some things to you just as he did to Moses. And one thing about God's relationship with Moses is that he often spoke to Moses in a more in-your-face kind of way. We spoke about Elijah and the still small voice last week, but this, I want to tell you that sometimes God will speak in a way that is very direct, and some people need that. Some people are kind of like Moses. They're a little bit hard-headed, and God's got to come real strong, and that is the way that God spoke to Moses. And when God first started speaking to Moses, it was through circumstances. Has anybody ever, God spoke to you through a circumstance? You said, wow, God put me in this circumstance, and now I realize I'm in this circumstance for a reason, and God is actually trying to teach me some things through this circumstance. And so God begins to speak to us through the circumstances that we go through. For Moses, he saw an injustice happening, and something began to move in his spirit. Something that within him would not permit the injustice that he saw right in front of him. I want to read it for you in Exodus 2:11-14. It says, many years later, when Moses had grown up, he went out to visit his own people, the Hebrews, and he saw how hard they were forced to work. During his visit, he saw an Egyptian beating one of his fellow Hebrews. After looking in all directions, he made sure no one was watching. And Moses killed the Egyptian and hid the body in the sand. Maybe not necessarily the best thing. And the next day, when Moses went out to visit his people again, he saw two Hebrew men fighting. Why are you beating up on your friend? Moses said to the one who had started the fight. And the man replied, who appointed you to be our prince and judge. So Moses was not a perfect person. Clearly he made some mistakes. He could have dealt with these conflicts in a better way. But something was happening inside of Moses. He was hearing something in his spirit that he could not permit this injustice. Sometimes God is going to speak to you through circumstances, the circumstances that you're in, the circumstances that he allows you to be in. However great, however difficult, it may not be a collection of words, but a feeling that God gives you in the middle of a particular circumstance. There was some that welled up in Moses that he said, I'm not going to allow this injustice anymore. So God would use Moses to bring justice to the oppressed people of Israel. Yeah. And Moses still had to learn how to lead. He still had to learn how to do things God's way. But God was already beginning to speak to his heart. And maybe God is beginning to speak to your heart, and you have to learn what that feels like, what that sounds like, and begin to recognize, oh, wow, this feeling that's welling up in me is actually from God. This thing that's like, I don't want to permit this to happen. I don't want to permit this injustice or something within this circumstance. God, I feel God moving me in some way. That is a way that God speaks to us. God can speak in many ways. Sometimes he uses words. Other times he uses circumstances. He speaks to our hearts. He moves our spirit to take action. I hope you hear this today, because some people, they wait around a long time waiting to hear an audible voice. Something with their natural ears, or they're thinking that it's something that it's not. But many times God is, there's a feeling that I know this is God, and I can't shake this feeling. It really feels like I'm supposed to do this, like God wants me to do this. That feeling or that impression is a way that God speaks to us. So if you're going to learn to listen, God is going to need to work on you. Okay, can we talk about that portion for a minute? Because the moment that you decide, I'm going to try to listen, God is going to begin a work on you. And that's exactly what happened to Moses after his first encounter with God speaking to him through a circumstance. In Exodus 2, after Moses kills the Egyptian, he tries to resolve another dispute among the Israelites. And then he goes on the run and he ends up in Midian. So just as the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness for 40 days, God took Moses into the wilderness for 40 years. Because Moses had a lot to work through. He had a lot to work on. Look at somebody and say, you might have a lot to work on. This is why God takes us through a process. He takes us through a process. He's got to work on us in some areas to learn how to hear his voice, and also just to be refined into the vessel that he's going to use. There is a process God will take you through to hear his voice in greater ways. Right? I'm hoping that you're saying, God, I want to go on a journey. God, I'm ready to go through this journey to learn to hear your voice in better ways. Because you know what? God wants to speak to you. And God is speaking all the time. But the question is, are we willing to go on this process? Moses was kind of forced into this scenario because he responded in the wrong way. When he started feeling God, he started feeling this unction. And so he responds. So now he has to go on the run. He runs to Midian and he begins this process. And everyone's process is going to be different. That's true. But I can also say that the process is continual. As long as you're on this journey of faith, you're in a process to become more like Christ, to hear God's voice in better ways. As long as we walk the earth, we're in a process of learning God's voice and learning how to communicate in better ways with our Heavenly Father. right? We're on a journey. Look at somebody say, we're on a journey. Moses did it, and we're going to do it. It's the process that God takes us through to refine our ability to hear his voice. And God continued to refine Moses and his ability to hear God's voice until one day Moses encounters the burning bush. And I want to take you there in Exodus 3:1. One day Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He had led the flock far into the wilderness and came to Sinai, the mountain of God, where the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the middle of a bush. And Moses stared in amazement. Though the bush was engulfed in flames, it didn't burn up. This is amazing, Moses said to himself. Why isn't that bush burning up? Isn't that funny how sometimes we, God is doing something amazing, and we're like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I must go see it. When the Lord saw Moses coming to take a closer look, God called to him from the middle of the bush, Moses, Moses. Moses had gone through this process for 40 years in the wilderness, learning, growing, changing, being prepared to hear God's voice in an even greater way. And then God meets him face to face with this encounter at the burning bush, and he hears this audible voice. Now, an audible voice is when you hear God's voice with your natural ears. So Moses literally heard God's voice with his natural ears. This is very rare, okay? And some people think this is the only way that God speaks. Well, God can speak many ways. God can speak to your heart. God can give you an idea in your mind. God can speak through a circumstance. God can speak in a still small voice. God can speak through a dream. God can speak through a prophetic word. God can speak many ways. But God speaks in an audible voice to Moses. And I want to tell you, get ready, because God wants to speak to you in this season. He wants to speak to you like never before. God wants to give you clarity that you're able to distinguish and know this is God's voice. It may be an audible voice. It may be through a circumstance. It may be in another way. But God wants to speak to you. Look at somebody and say, get ready to listen. And that's a big part of this, is our, the posture of our heart, us being ready, us being willing, us having a desire to hear God's voice. Because God wants to speak to us. Now, sometimes when God speaks to us, we may not even be ready. We're not sure Moses was ready for what God was about to say at the burning bush. We know that God had prepared him and brought him through this process, but it's clear that Moses was surprised by what God said. Some of what God speaks to you is going to surprise you. Can I tell you that?
Yeah.
Some of what God says to you, you may not feel ready for. The last thing in the world Moses had on his mind was going back to Egypt. Put yourself in Moses' shoes for a minute. Last time he was in Egypt, he was fearing for his life. He fled for his life to Midian. And then the first major word that God gives him is to go back to the very place he left in a hurry in fear. Now, he knew the injustice was wrong. God had already moved on his heart years earlier that his spirit just wouldn't tolerate the injustice, but now God was giving him an unorthodox message.
Wow.
Let me tell you something about the way God speaks. Many times he's going to give you a message that you didn't expect. You may be looking at it through a religious lens, trying to anticipate how God is going to speak to you. But many times, God will speak in an unorthodox way.
So true.
We look at some of these scriptures, and it's orthodox to us. But it was very unorthodox to Moses. Go back to the very place that you feared for your life. God was sending him back to the last place on earth he wanted to go. Sometimes God is going to send you where your flesh does not want to go. Many times God is going to send you back to the very place that your flesh does not want to go. I'm going to say this one principle a third time to make sure you get it. Sometimes God will send you back to the very place your flesh does not want to go.
Yes.
He'll speak a difficult word, but it's an important word. One we need to listen to and obey. Are you ready to listen?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to listen?
Yes.
Exodus 3:7. Then the Lord told him, I have certainly seen the oppression of my people in Egypt. I have heard their cries of distress because of their harsh slave drivers. Yes, I am aware of their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the power of the Egyptians and lead them out of Egypt into their own fertile and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Look, the cry of the people of Israel has reached me, and I've seen how harshly the Egyptians abused them. Now go, for I am sending you to Pharaoh. You must lead my people out of Egypt. But Moses protested to God, who am I to appear before Pharaoh? Who am I to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt? And God answered, I will be with you. And this is your sign that I am the one who has sent you. When you've brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God at this very mountain. But Moses protested, if I go to the people of Israel and tell them the God of your ancestors has sent me to you, they will ask me, what is his name? Then what shall I tell them? God replied to Moses, I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent you. So God was sending Moses back to the very place he didn't want to be. Moses left in fear, but God would send him back in confidence and authority. I want you to think about all the movies, all the stories that you've heard about Moses. He left in fear, but he returned in confidence and authority.
Right.
He literally spoke as an authority to a king. He came back a different man.
Yeah, he
did. One word from God can change everything. And God wants to do that for you. And God wants to do that for me. God wants to do that for us. The very place that was full of fear that you ran out of, God wants to send you back into with confidence and authority. Moses came back in confidence and authority. Can you imagine how illogical this is in the natural? You left fearing for your life. Now you're going to come back at the very place they could arrest you immediately. But he comes back as an ambassador representing God and saying, look, I'm talking to you, leader to leader, to Pharaoh. Leader to leader, let my people go. You have a people, I have a people, let my people go. That's confidence. That's authority. Are you ready for God to send you back with confidence and authority and purpose? Are you ready for that? There are things you set down. There's circumstances you've walked away from that God is going to cause you to pick back up. And this time you're going to succeed. In the thing you failed at before, God will cause you to succeed. I want you to hear that right now by the Spirit. This is a prophetic word for you. In the thing that you have failed at before, God will cause you to succeed. When you hear his word, you're going to respond in confidence and authority, and you're going to go back and you're going to succeed. Let me walk with you in this story. Just be in this. Moses failed to bring justice the first time. It was a total disaster. He killed a man. He was unsuccessful as a judge and a prince among his people. But God would send him back, watch, as a prince and a judge and a deliverer that would bring justice. Where he failed before, God gave him a word, sent him back, and caused him to succeed. Somebody needs to hear that today, because you said, man, I failed. I'm a failure. But God has not called you a failure. God said, I want to give you a word, and I'm sending you back in. I'm going to give you a word, and I'm going to send you back in with confidence and with authority. Are you ready for God to use you like that? If you'll listen, God will give you instructions. But then you're going to have to follow those instructions. That's the tricky part sometimes. Sometimes that's the trickier part than hearing God's voice in the first place, is walking it out. Is Moses literally walking into the courts of Pharaoh saying, hey, if I'm wrong, I'm kind of gambling with my life right now. I'm kind of gambling with my freedom. I don't know. They could lock me up. They could kill me. I don't know. Or maybe they'll just listen to what I have to say. Maybe God is just right. And that is what? Faith. But watch this. Without faith, it's impossible to please God without faith. So Moses had to do what he was called to do if he wanted to please the Lord. It's not because of works, but it's because of faith. I want to please God, so I do the work. There's something that we're going to have to fight when we hear God's voice. It's the flesh. The flesh wants to push back. Whenever God speaks, the flesh wants to push back. The flesh don't want to do what God wants to do. The flesh wants to be comfortable. The flesh wants to play it safe. So the flesh wants to push back. Even Moses, as great as he was, even after the process of 40 years, even after the audible voice of God, guess what happens when the word of God comes to him? He starts pushing back. The flesh in him starts pushing back. Look, if Moses struggled with this, guess what? You're going to have this somewhere in your journey, that your flesh wants to do something different than what God is speaking to you to do. So for some of you, it's not that God isn't speaking, it's that your flesh is pushing back. And you chose to listen to the flesh rather than listen to the Spirit. It's not that God isn't speaking. Sometimes the question is, are we willing to walk it out? Sometimes that's the scariest part. God speaks a word, and then it's that, I'm in uncharted waters walking this out. And it's scary. I'm sure it was scary. That whole journey back to Egypt, he's walking, he's saying, man, this better be God. God, you better be with me, because I don't know what I'm going to do if I show up in Egypt and it's just me. So the Bible tells us that Moses tries to get out of his assignment. Twice. He tries to excuse himself from obeying the voice of God. It says twice he protests, offering excuses for why he could not do what God was asking. How many know that God is all-knowing? He knows everything about you, and he knows your capabilities. God is not getting it wrong, so there's no need to make excuses. We have to just get to the place of surrender to say, God, yes, I will do what you're asking me to do. Once I hear your voice, God, I will do what you're asking me to do. At that point, the prayer is just, God, give me the strength to do what you asked me to do. So Moses protests twice. Once you hear the voice of God, you're going to have to obey the voice of God. Turn to somebody and say, don't try to excuse yourself from what God is saying to you. Remember this moment, right? Remember this moment when you were turning to somebody and saying, don't try to excuse yourself from what God has told you to do. Remember this moment in the middle of the week when God tells you to do something your flesh don't want to do. Don't try to excuse yourself. Honestly, this is one of the biggest things that causes us to stall out in hearing God's voice. It causes us to stall out from hearing God's voice and growing in our ability to hear Him. Delaying or disobeying what God has called us to do creates distance in our relationship with God and makes it harder to hear His voice. Right? Put that one up on the screen for me. Delaying or disobeying what God has called us to do creates distance in our relationship with God and makes it harder for us to hear His voice. So disobedience separates us from God, right? Sin separates us from God. So if God has spoken to you in the past and you delayed or you disobeyed, you need to repent and get ready to listen again. This is how we break through the barrier. Man, I feel like I'm not able to hear His voice. Did God say something to you previously? Go back to the last thing that He said and obey that. You will be amazed how it clears things up. If you delayed, if you disobeyed, repent. There's power in repentance. Say, God, I'm sorry I didn't do what you asked me to do. I'm ready now. I'm ready now. So we understand if God has spoken to us, repent. Get back. Get ready to listen again. This is one of the biggest hang-ups for believers. God speaks a word to them, and because out of fear or doubt, they delay, they rationalize, they disobey, and then things go quiet. Radio silence. Why is God not speaking? He's waiting for you to obey the first word. God, give me a new word. You remember, you used to teach this all over. Why hasn't God given me a new word? He's still waiting for you to obey the first word. Sometimes there's no reason for God to give you a second word until you obeyed the first. Because God's trying to build something in your life and He's trying to build you up. And you're not ready for the second word until you follow the first word. Where would Moses' story end if he had not obeyed the voice of God when he was told to go and deliver the people out of Egypt? What if he allowed his fears to keep his people enslaved? He would have been enslaved, unable to fulfill his purpose, and his people would have continued in their slavery. Sin separates and makes it harder to hear God's voice. But repentance brings us closer to God and helps us hear with clarity. So the more I obey, the closer I get to God, and the more clearer His voice becomes. The more I disobey, the harder it becomes to hear His voice. It's like sin. Every time I sin, every time I disobey, it's like a veil, another veil going in front of my face until it's harder and it's harder and it's harder to see with clarity what God wants me to see. But the more I repent, I'm rolling the veil back. I'm rolling the veil back. The more I repent, the more I obey, the closer I get to Him, the more clarity I have to hear His voice. How many want that in your life? If you have delayed what God has called you to do or disobeyed God's voice in the past, I encourage you today, I challenge you today, repent and start fresh. Yes. Repent and start fresh. God wants to speak to you again. There are so many things God wants to speak to us. He has good plans to prosper us. He has strategies that will save us from harm, cause us to be blessed, There are things he wants to say and do to refine us, but we have to listen. He wants to take us on a journey to hear his voice more clearly. This is not something just for a few special Christians. This is something for every believer. That's what's beautiful about what Jesus did. It said he ripped the veil. The veil was ripped. When Jesus was on the cross, the veil was ripped. And that means we have access. Every person has access to God, to hear his voice, to have a relationship with him. So the question is this: will you listen? Will you listen? Do you have a desire to listen? And then what are you going to do with what he says? What are you going to do with it? Are you going to obey? I love what Mom was saying in the prophetic training yesterday. The righteous will be bold as lions. Listen, when you hear that word, you gotta be bold. And you might say, oh, well, that's not my personality. We have to make it our personality. That's part of our righteous journey in God, is learning how to be bold in the right areas. I want to be bold for the things he wants me to be bold. I want to be bold in the things that he's called me to do. I want to be bold when he sends me. I want to be bold when he gives me instructions. Jesus said, those that have ears to hear, let them listen. When you came to faith, when you came to Christ, God gave you ears. God gave you ears. My prayer is that you would listen. Jesus is saying to us still, those that have ears, listen. Those that have ears to hear, would you stand with me today? I want to pray that God would cause you to hear his voice like never before. And if you know that God's spoken to you in the past, but you delayed or you disobeyed, right now is a moment that you can repent.
Yes.
And get reconnected. This whole series is about listening, learning to listen in greater ways. So what I want to do right now, if you want to hear God in greater ways, I want you to come down to the right side of the stage and say, I want to hear God in greater ways, right side of the altar. But if you say, look, I've got some area of my life I feel like God spoke to me, I didn't do it, and I want to repent, I want you to come down to the left side of the altar. You say, I delayed. There was something God said. I delayed. Come to the left side. If you're saying, I want to hear God's voice, I feel like I've done good in the past, but I want to hear his voice more, on the right side. This is powerful. This is powerful. Being in God's house should empower us to do great things for God. Should empower us to do great things for God. I just love that in this moment, there's just a spirit of people saying, man, I want to connect with God. I want to reconnect with God. In the areas that I want to shore up the areas. That's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to say, God, teach me to listen. Can we sing this one worship song, and then I'm going to pray for everybody. We're going to open up our hearts today. We're going to open up our spirits with this song and just say, God, have your way in me. Have your way in me. God, there were some areas that I delayed on. There were some areas that I disobeyed on. God, I repent. I want you to have your way in me. Or maybe you're saying, God, I'm ready for the next instruction. Have your way, say. Lord, I give you. Can we just lift our hands and sing this song? Just prepare ourselves for what God wants to do. Yeah. I live for every breath, every moment I'm away. Just say that. Have your way. Have your way. Lord, I give you. Lord, I give you my heart. That's what it's about. It's surrender. Give me my soul. God, we come to the altar today to surrender. We come to your house to surrender. Say, every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Yes, God, have your way. Sing it one more time. Say, Lord, I give you my... Yeah, we're preparing our hearts, saying, God, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. I'm ready, God. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, God, I thank you, Lord, for each and every person that's down here right now. God, I thank you, Lord, their journey is very individual, God, but you know exactly where they are. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're saying to us, those that have ears to hear, let them listen. So God, I thank you right now, God. First, I want to just pray for each and every person that they know they heard something, but they delayed in it or they disobeyed it. God, I thank you, Lord. We repent. Everybody say, I repent.
I repent.
If that's you, say, I repent.
I repent.
God, roll away the mistakes of the past. I'm ready for what you have for me. God does not expect us to grovel. We are his sons and daughters. He does expect us to repent. But I want you to understand, God is not looking for groveling. God is looking for alignment. He wants us to align with him today. And I want everybody to say this prayer. God, I'm ready to hear your voice. God, I'm ready to what you want to say in this season of my life. No, touch your ears. God, let my ears be ready to hear your voice in every season. Put your hands on your heart. Say, Jesus, speak to my heart. Speak to my emotions. Speak to me in circumstances. Speak to me in dreams. Speak to me through prophetic moments. I'm ready to listen. I'm ready to listen. In Jesus' name, everybody said, come on, let's give God the praise today.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.